Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tony Wright.
Come to you again today the only way that we know how, humble, forgiving, and loving, Father. Father, I want to take this time out to just thank you for allowing me for you, Father. Decrease me and increase you, Father. Father God, I want to ask you for all your precious, precious miracles. I want you to go out to the right family, and I want you to let them know that although they've suffered this great loss, weeping eyes may endure for a day at night, but joy comes in the morning, Father. I want you to let this family know that you are there. I want them to be able to feel your presence, Father. Although they may not know what's coming their way, I already know, Father, you're in the blessing business. I know you're there. I'm asking you to be there, but I know you're already there, Father, and you don't make mistakes, Father. I want you to go to this family and let them know that whatever's coming their way, it's for them. It is for them, and they should welcome it as you have them to welcome it, Father. You do so many mighty things, Father. I don't know why you're doing whatever you're doing, Father, but the right family hears you, Father. Whatever their losses are, triple it, Father. Whatever they need, Father, I know that you're going to make sure that they have it, Father. Whatever they're questioning, Father, clear their minds and let them know. Just relax and let you have your way, Father. I want to go out to the Racing family, and I want to ask you that when the Racing family greets this family, let them do it in a loving and understanding way. Let Mr. Wright know that he has a Racing family that not only stands behind him, but stands with him and will lift him up when he needs them to lift him up, Father. I want to ask you to continue to pray for the Racing family, that they do stay united as they have always been, Father. Although they agree to disagree, they are a family, and they take care of each other abundantly, Father. And I want to thank you for giving them that heart to do so, Father. I want to again ask you to go out and just take the Wright family under your wing, and I want you to lift them up like an eagle, Father, and let them know that peace be unto them, Father. I want to again ask you to just continue to let them know that you're leading their way. And as the footprint say, Father, in my lowest, all I saw was one set of footsteps. Your response to that person was, those footprints were mine. I carried you in your time of sorrow. Continue to carry them, Father. Continue to let them know their loss is just a loss, a setback for a comeback, Father. thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to speak to you and pray to you and ask the Racer family to continue to support this family, and you continue to support all of us. And Father, don't let me go without saying thank you for giving me the honor to speak your word and to let everyone know God is a good God, and he will continue to be a good God until that time of judgment day, Father. In your loving son's name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Okay, Sister Fane, it could have been me. It could have been any of us. Talk to us about Sister Fane.
It could have been any of us. You know what? God does things for a reason. I continue to say that. And it could have been either one of us waking up without somewhere to lay our head. You know, God gives us so many materialistic things that sometimes we forget how precious this man is. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying this happened to Brother Tony and his family for any other reason. But what it does, it brings us closer. It could have been my home. It could have been your home. It could have been anyone's home. But it was Brother Tony's home. And what we're going to do is we're going to let Brother Tony know it was your home, and we're going to take care of you. Through God's grace, all is going to be well. It could have been any of us. So, therefore, when someone is in need, don't forget, you may be in their place, not tomorrow, any second. Brother Tony and his family, continue to lift him up. And whatever there is of your need, whatever you can do to give and to make this family know that it's going to be all right, please give. Please give whatever it is your heart is set free to do, because he needs us. Brother Tony needs us, and we're going to make sure that we're there to help him.
Amen. Okay, Sister Fan, stay on the phone for a minute. I'm going to get Brother Tony on him. Brother Tony, hit the one button. Johnny, hit the one button. Tony and Johnny, hit the one button, please. Brother Tony and Johnny, hit the one button, please. Tony Wright, Johnny, hit the one button. Hit the one button, please. If you can't, you might have somebody on your phone. You might not can hit it. I might have to put it up for them. Let me see, can I put it up for them? They might have somebody on their phone. And sometimes when you got somebody on the phone, you can't hit it. Brother Johnny. Can you hear me? Johnny. He ain't too bright, you know. He's from South Carolina. Tony Wright. You right there. Tony Wright. I just opened your mic. Can you hear me, Tony Wright? Tony. Sister Fan. I hope they can hear me right there. I'm calling for him. I opened the mic and they're not responding. Tony Wright.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't understand these folks. I don't understand it. Johnny. Can you hear me? Anybody can hear me. Hit the one button in. If they must have can't hear me. They must have can't hear me. But Sister Fan, if you hear me, I know they must hear me. I don't know what's going on out here. All right. 803. Okay, I got y'all. I see. I'm wondering what they're doing, though. Mark Reddick, how you doing, Mark Reddick? Mark, how you doing?
All right. We can hear you loud and clear. They might have a... Somebody else, they might have switched over on their phone or something where they can't hear you talking.
Well, I open them up that way. That's why I open them that way. Tony Wright, if you're out there, I'm talking to you. I open your mic. 256-8906. You want to say something right quick? Thank you for hitting the one. Appreciate you. If you want to say something right quick?
Nah, dog. I was just hitting the one button. It's deep.
Okay, that's Devil Horse. Okay, stay on the phone. Stay on the phone that day. Stay on the phone. 706-1648. Who we talking with?
Hey, Doc, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine. How
anything
are you?
You want to say to, anything you want to say to the Wright family right quick, anything, since you got in?
I just want to, you know, give my prayers to them and say that even if it's in, no matter if it's a big or small way, that I'm able to contribute no matter what, so.
Well, you know, it don't make no difference if just we contribute with prayer, that's good enough, though. But I don't know why Tony's phone is on the thing, but he's not out. All right,
no.
I was trying to call him. That's Janet. Hey, Janet.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, I opened your mic. Why wasn't y'all talking? Y'all couldn't hear me? Or y'all ain't paid your bill?
I don't know. My phone was messing up. I got a new phone, and I really don't know how to work it yet.
Okay, no problem. Hold on a minute, Johnny. Don't go nowhere. 803-1770. You got something you want to say right quick? 803-1770.
I'm hitting.
Okay, I appreciate it. I wanted Johnny on the phone, too, because Johnny, the one started this for Tony Wright, he called me when it happened. So who got the background noise? Mute your phone. Whoever got the background noise, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Let me mute these phones here. Let me mute these phones. I don't know who it is. Let me mute these phones here. 803-2095, that's who that was. Anyway, Johnny, Sister Fan is on the phone. Did you hear get a prayer for the Wright family? We want to teach you to tell everybody how Tony is doing and everything. I'm trying to get him on the phone. His mic is on, but he's not saying anything.
Miss Fan, that was a wonderful job you did with that precious prayer. Tony and his family,
okay.
You know, they
go ahead.
Yeah, I spoke with Tony about 30 minutes before the show, and he was supposed to be getting on the show. But now, you know, they're doing okay. You know, everybody is fine. It's just, you know, the loss.
Hold on. Johnny, I ain't got but two mics, open, and it's you and Miss Fan. Somebody got the background noise. Which one is it? Which one of y'all got the background noise?
I'm the only one home, so I know I ain't got no background noise.
That you, Miss Fan?
I don't have it. I don't have anything on.
Okay, well,
I'm
one of y'all ain't telling the truth. Okay,
I promise
go ahead.
I am.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead and tell him what's going on while I try to get Tony on the phone. I see him on the phone. I see his number, but he won't answer.
Like I say, I talked to Tony about 30 minutes before the show. You know, he's in good spirits right now, you know, and everything. But, you know, just suffering the loss, you know, I guess.
Okay,
it really sunk in.
Yeah, I see him now. Let me see if I can get his phone. I see him now. I see him. Tony Wright.
Yeah, let him tell it.
Tony Wright.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Okay, there he is. Hold on a minute. Now, Jan, I want you to go ahead and say it because you're the one who started the ball and roll. I want everybody to know that you started the ball and roll. You called me last night.
Listen, I don't want no credit for this. I don't want no credit for this. Tony Wright is like a brother to me. So I don't need no, you know, all them escalades and all that. I just want, you know, the best for Tony and everybody else, you know, who you know, take losses or whatever, you know. We have, you know, we're a family that prays together, so we need to stay together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't need to back out. We don't need to back out when the man needs help. I know sometimes,
right.
I don't know, I might need help. You see what I'm saying? You might need help. So
okay. You
just can't.
All right.
We
appreciate it. And then we're getting your accolades and everything. We just getting recognition because, you know, sometimes that helps. But Tony Wright, was you on the phone when Sister Fan gave the prayer for you, Tony Wright?
But I had my phone down. I didn't hear it, but I had my phone down, and I hadn't called there since 5:45, but I was running my mouth at the time. But I sure appreciate it.
Okay, all the mics are back home. If anybody want to, Sister Fan, you want to talk to Mr. Tony Wright for a minute, Sister Fan?
Oh yes, sir. I'm here, Mr. Wright. I did pray for you and your family, and I will continue to pray for you and your family. And just know that you know God is in control, and know that everything will be okay, sir.
I appreciate it.
And I know that's easily said, but you're a faithful guy, and I can tell that God is in control. Just let God have His way.
You're right. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Like I said, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Sister Fan, I'm finna go ahead, and you can go ahead and get out of here. And I thank you for this last minute coming on to help us out. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I hope you go back I hope you go back and listen to the first part of the show, because we did it strictly for him. And when I see him, I can't talk nasty right now, but when I see him, I'm going to do something to him for missing the first part of the show and that beautiful prayer you gave for him.
But you know what? It's still going to work for him. Whether he heard it or not, it's still going to work for him.
Before you go, can we have another player, please, man?
Come on, John.
I'm sorry?
Can we have another prayer before you leave us?
Yes, sir, definitely. We can all pray. Yes, I'd be happy to offer another prayer. Father God, we come to you today as the only way that we know how, Father. We come to you as humble as we possibly can, Father. Again, Father, I'm coming to you to pray for the right family and to endure the strength that they're going to need from this day forward. Father, not only am I praying for the right family, I'm praying for this whole listening congregation. I'm praying for strength in this upcoming new year, Father. I'm praying that everyone, again, can come together and continue to love and to respect each other in any way that they possibly can do, Father. I do want to send, again, a special prayer up for the right family. I'm asking you to continue to hold their hand through this journey, Father, and let them know that whatever was lost, you are going to triple it, Father. And not only triple it, you're going to bring it to them as abundantly as you possibly can, Father. I again ask you to take this family under your wing and to lift them up and to make sure that they know that you are here in their presence and you will continue to follow them. Father, I didn't do it in the beginning, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to pray for Dahl. I'm going to pray for his strength. And I'm going to pray that you continue to give him the knowledge and strength to continue to uphold these radio shows and continue to have his vision, being a host, a wonderful host, Father, continue to go great in the new year coming, Father. I pray for anyone who is offering any praise, anybody who's feeling any heartfelt, anything going on, health, physically, mentally, Father, I ask you to continue to watch over them and let them know it's going to be okay, Father. Again, pray for my family. And pray for me, and I ask you again, pray for the right family and their strength. In your loving Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I give you credit. You can pray.
That's Jesus. I'm telling you. I decrease me and increase him, and I live by his word, and I continue to ask him to pray and follow me so that when I'm asking, you know it's sincere and from my heart. I love all of y'all, and I appreciate you having the faith of listening to me and offering me to pray over whomever or whatever needs me. Thank you so much, and I give all the praise to Jesus. And I thank God for allowing me to do so.
We thank you.
I'm over here on mute. No, I'm over here talking to him on mute. I'm on mute over here. Can you hear me, Tony?
I hear you now.
Yeah, I'm over here talking. This fan, I done hung up, and I was on mute. Tony, is there anything you want to say before I open the rest of these mics up? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I want to say this here, man. For one thing, like I say, I called Johnny and told Johnny what had happened to my house. And he said, man, I'm going to call Dog, man. I'm going to call everybody. Yeah, everybody help. I said, Johnny, you know, man, I try to handle things myself. Don't worry about it. Johnny said, Tony, man, you got to get out your pride. He said, Tony, bump your pride, man. I'm going to call these people and tell these people. I said, well, right now I had so much going in my head. I said, man, do what you got to do. I said, go ahead and do what you got to do. I got to figure out something. Right? So Johnny made that call, and then you did all your thing and started posting stuff up. I started getting phone calls. Right, I said, Tony. I said, man, I done seen this happen to a lot of people. I said, but it never dawned on you until it come to your home. You know, I thought I was bulletproof that this will never happen to me. And to come down that dirt road after my son called me and tell me the grass on fire and the vinyl side of the house on fire, when I come down that dirt road wide open to look up there and see my whole roof on fire, and I told him, I said, look, ain't nothing I can do about that. A water hose can't, I can't get up on top of the house to fix this him. I said, go ahead and grab whatever you can grab. First thing they do, my oldest son, he grab his shoes. My youngest son grab his dirt bike he got for Christmas. He run it down the hill by the dog pen. He ain't think about no clothes or nothing. So we got everything we could possibly get, which wasn't much. So it was smoking so much, I told him don't go back in the house. But what I'm going to say is, when all that happened and they made that phone call, Johnny made that phone call to you. You put out everything. Now, I want y'all to hear me out. I started getting a phone call. The first phone call I got was Fletcher Cox. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Just knowing that Fletcher Cox picked the phone up and called me to help me and my family, you know, it just prices by hearing that phone call from him. You know, I don't like to go and ask people because I know a lot of people is in the situation I am. It's around Christmas. Everybody got it hard, too. A lot of people can't help me. But just knowing that one man picked the phone up and called me that's big like that, you know, that phone call, it meant $1 million to me. And then right after that, Lil Rick called me. And he stood behind me. He looked out for me. And then I'm going to give the upright respect to Jeffrey Miles. Dog had Jeffrey Miles on the phone, and he called asking me all the sizes of my family to send me clothes and everything. And I said, you know what, man? I mean, when Jeffrey called, man, and it kind of put a vibe in me because, oh, what, you know, me and him been through. It's like he put that through the side and say, I got to help this man. He need help no matter what went on with me and him. And I tell you, that touched my heart the most. You know what I'm saying? For all them fellas just picking that phone up and everybody calling me, I said, boy, I got more friends and more people got my back than I ever thought. In this drag racing and friends, peer, and everybody that's called me and helped me, you know what I told my wife? I said, we're going to be all right, man. I said, I got too many people got my back. I mean, calling from everywhere. And I'm going to say this right here, and everybody can come on. Gerald Coleman called me. He lifted me up this morning, man. I went back to my house, got in the motel, went back to my house, 7 o'clock in the morning, freezing. I went back to my house and tried to see what we had in there, and really ain't had nothing. And Gerald called me and said, hey, Tony, what's going on, folks? I said, I already know who this is. I got the number on my phone. And he said, what's going on, man? He said, you all right? I said, yeah. He said, man, I strolled down and seen where they had put up with your house that caught on fire. You lost everything. Oh, man. He said, I typed in right in. I got to send him. I got to send him home log. I'm sending him home log. He say, done. After he typed it in so fast, then he had to figure out where he was going to get the home log from, right? So he had my heart down laughing, man. He had to figure out where he was going to get it. He said, done. He say, he prayed and asked the Lord, you know, help me get this money for Tony. Then he said, he heard a little bird and say, yeah, you don't put your foot in your mouth. Right? So it kind of had me laughing. I had him on speakerphone. My wife was listening too. I told her, I said, this joke is crazy, but he's going to make you laugh now. He said, Tony, right? He said, you know, I'm not no big time person. I ain't got like, he said, grass ain't growing right now. I can't cut no grass because that's what he do for a living. He said, but I seen you just $100 him. It ain't much, but you know how I am. If it's my partner or somebody down, I got to send it. I got to help it. I'm real. I said, Gerald, I said, right now, that $100 I know to you, it's just like $1.5 million. You just don't put a straighten on my money. It's $3.5 million. But I got to send this to you. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to say is, it ain't how much money you got to send me, no bunch of money. I'm putting this out to everybody. If you send me $10, man, I'm going to appreciate it just like you sent me $35,000. Because it showed me that I got somebody who cares. Looking at all the people say prayers to Tony Wright family and all that, I appreciate all y'all, man, because I'm going to tell y'all something. I never in my life thought this would hit at my home, man, and it hit me at the wrong time. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. It hit me at the wrong time, and I ain't know where I was going to come from to get back up on my feet. But just look and see all these people call me Tate. I mean, you name them on racing, all the fellas from Pennsylvania, Alabama, you know, Devil Horse. I mean, they contacted me. I mean, it was like, man, we here to help you. All them boys helped me, and they looked out for me, man. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This to the day I die. All y'all that helped me, I don't know when I can give it back to you. I know y'all ain't looking for it back. You got shows, I'm coming to your show. I got to do something. I appreciate it. If it ever fall the same way, I swear to God to y'all, I'll be the first one called and seeing. That's on everything I love. And I appreciate all y'all, man. And I know I got to be good to the game because it's like I couldn't get my phone to stop ringing. But everybody who called, Mario, Wayne, I mean, you name it, they call it. Rob, I mean, people I ain't even talked to call me. People I ain't really know inboxing me. I call them back. They was telling me, you know, we doing this, we doing that. I appreciate all y'all, man. I be honest with you, I need y'all too. And you got to be a man and stand on here and say that. Come on, people like me, let your pride get in your way and figure you can handle it yourself and you don't want that. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all came through, all the ones that helped me and all the prayers, I appreciate it. That's a big help for me. And I'm going to always keep that in my head. And if anybody else, same thing, I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay. With Tony, it's just like Ms. Fan saying a prayer, and like she was saying, it could happen to anybody. You don't have to try to pay everybody back or try to thank everybody for everything they did, because, like I said, you said it from the heart. And me and Wheelchair was just talking probably an hour ago, and I was telling him, I said, man, I talked to Tony. You know how arrogant he is and how big he is, but I said, I can hear it in his voice, man. This him really touched that man. That man really appreciated him. Now, I don't know all the people call you, but I'm finna give out the names of the people that have sent a donation to me. I got the donation. I got a nice little size bundle here for you. But like you said, Devil Hoist took contact with you personally, Lil Rick and Tate the Great. They contacted you personally. But also, I want to give out the names of the people that have sent a donation in for you also, Tony. Dolomite.
Right.
Dolomite. Mike Hill. Knucklehead. Knucklehead from up north. You might not even know him. He sent him a nice little package. Knucklehead. And like you said, Jeff Miles. Miss B. She sent him a pledge. I see her. Miss B. Marg Reddy. Kimberly Gordon. Big J. Reginald Hayes. Big Country. In Little Country, Marcus Burry, Fletcher Cox, he talked to you personally, Gerald Coleman, Marion Jr., Richard Hayes, Tony Bynes, Calvin Grandy, Anthony Evans. These are real names, so you might not know their real names. Wheelchair,
right.
Jack Wingfield, and Douglas Peterson. Man, these guys have already PayPal me, or have given me cash money to take care. I'm gonna try to get all of it together, and I'm gonna try to get it to you tomorrow, Tony. Unless somebody today pledged. Now, what I'm gonna do, Tony? I want you to stay on the phone. I'm gonna open everybody's mic that wanna say something, and I'll do it. I'm gonna ask you to keep it as short as you can, so we can get out of here. We don't wanna hold everybody long, but I'm open everybody's mic that they got their hand up, and anybody else wanna say something. So, Tony, you gotta stay here with us. And we ain't gonna try to be.
Hey, dog, I gotta say one thing.
Yes, sir.
Dog, listen to me. I appreciate you, man. You hear me? Just about a month ago, me and you had a little falling out, right? And
yes,
you come step right in and stand up for me 210%. I appreciate what you did. I needed you. I appreciate it. I owe you. Remember that.
I don't care what you say. I know you're going to say I don't owe you.
Listen to me.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
I understand
Tony.
That.
You don't owe me.
But
I'm like,
you gotta realize, man.
This is more than racing.
This is more than racing right now.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you did for me, man.
We're a family. We're a family. And guys out there, I gave you my sunshine love. Thank you, sunshine love. She said I got you, son. If anybody want to send PayPal, Let me give you my PayPal account. The quicker you get it to me, I want to give him this package tomorrow. It's got a nice little package. I want to thank all y'all. I'm not gonna call like Tony said. If you gave a dollar, that was you gave. We're not worried about it. One guy put on Facebook. He said, "I don't have much, Tony." He said, "I don't have much, but I'm gonna send you what I can." He sent something in too. So that's what Tony was trying to say. And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody out there. If everybody on all these talk shows just sent a dollar in, you realize how much that'll be? If he just sent a dollar. Tony said something
that's
that a lot of y'all thought he might not never say. And they say he swallowed his pride and said, hey, man, you can say what you want to. When you have a disaster like this and it's unexpected, everybody needs some help. I don't care who you are. You need some help. And he get more help. Like I said, if he already was bountiful with money, where just to know the people, like he said, he'd be surprised just some of the people just calling. I know he was looking at Facebook to see all those people that sent prayers. I mean, man, it was a whole lot of them. Like he said, it was a whole lot of them. And it just show you how far this racing world go and how far you can be touched. That's why I try to tell all y'all, never wrong nobody, because you never know. You never know when you might meet them people. You never know. So with that being said, Tony, I'm going to open everybody mic and want to just holler at you. We're going to try to keep it to a minimum and everything, but we appreciate it. Mark Reddick, you first. How you doing, Mark? Your mic over, Mark.
What's up, dog? What's up, Tony?
Right.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I gave you a call yesterday, too, but, you know, I you was getting all them phone calls, so it went straight to voicemail. But, you know, a helping hand comes far and near and from least expected. You know, and you're a real brother. You're real down to earth. And I did what I can. I sent in what I can. And if I was down there, I'd be able to pitch in and help you in any way possible. And feel free to call me. I'm a phone call away. I'll be on my way if it's something I could do.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. I appreciate that. And if I didn't answer your call, man, you know one thing you know about me, you used to call me all the time. You know I picked that phone up for you. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
it had to be my phone.
I messed up, and I was doing
so much.
I know what you mean, bro. I mean, I only thought I could sneak in there. I know you was getting calls from, you know, whoever trying to help out, and that's what real people do. They step up and help people in time of need, bro. So, you know, I tell you like the kids that say I work with, you're dealing with pride. Swallow your pride and you know, let go on and whoever trying to help you, they doing it from the heart. I hope they doing it from the heart. Ain't nobody, I ain't looking for nothing.
Right, right.
Right on.
Well,
I'm
pretty
like
sure.
Come on, Tony, go ahead.
No, like I said, I feel like everybody that sent it and did it, they're doing it from the heart. Everything that come on there, the prayers and everything, I had a lot of inboxes with people, man. I was hitting on that, telling them thank you and all that, man. Listen, to everybody, from the prayers to the dollar to whatever you sent me, you know, I mean, I appreciate it. The Wright family needed it, and we appreciate it.
Well, Tony, you don't have to say that to everybody. They heard you. They was on there. They've been on there all the while. I'm going to let you. You're going to sum it up. And I just got Patrick Rowe and Makisha Yarborough and Ms. B. We already talked to you. So you don't have to tell everybody yet, Tony. You can do it. You can summarize it again at the end. They didn't hurt you, and I heard it in your voice. Me and Wheelchair said it, and I told them, 256-8096. You got something you want to say to brothers? Tony Wright?
Nah, dog. I had already hollered at Tony earlier today. Tony, you went by that grandfather,
right? That's me, ain't it? Yep. Yes, sir. I know that's his name. Yeah, I got everything straight, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm getting texts and everything. Guys, I'm not telling Tony Wright nothing how much nobody sent. If you send me a dollar, if you give me $5 or $10, $100, whatever you give me, Tony Wright just told y'all he appreciated it. You don't have to send me, you don't have to text me and tell me you don't have much to give, because if you give anything, that's better than nothing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Tony said it, and I said it also. So you don't have to explain if you don't send. Some people are able to send more than others. We don't care. A dollar, like I said, we had a dollar from everybody on these blog talk shows. We had enough to do everything, but we appreciate it. Don't feel bad about what you sent. You sent what you could. If you sent a prayer, that was better than nothing, if you sent a prayer.
But y'all at the house
803-2095. You want to talk to Mr. Tony Wright?
Hold on.
803.
Nah, dog, I'm good.
Okay, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Keisha, you see that, Keisha? 706-1648, Makisha. All right, that was That was Makisha Yarbrough. She was texting me to get my PayPal information. 803-1770. You got something you want to say to Tony? 803-1770. You got something you want to say to Tony? All right. Some of them might be paying attention. They gone. Let me open Johnny back up here.
Hey, dog.
Come on, Johnny. You got a thing? Yeah.
I got some money here from Juice, little Juice right there in Augusta, who gave me some money.
Yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Sam Green gave me a check, and of course, you know, I'm gonna put something with it, for Tony and his family.
All right, Johnny. All righty. For my PayPal information. If everybody don't text me, no, I done got several calls, texts. My PayPal information is W A Watson, WATSON. That's WAWATSON at Comcast.net. That's WAWATSON at Comcast.net. That's the reason I say it is when I say W A, somebody think when I spell my name, I be saying the same thing, but it's the WA stands for, that's my first name and my middle initial. WAWATSON at Comcast.net. If you don't get it, just text me, and you can text me at 706-284-9513. And Tony Wright, tell me the truth, because that damn Gerald Coleman woke me up this damn morning. I don't even get up that damn morning. He woke me up this damn morning. A lot of people are concerned. Tony Wright owe me just for messing up my sleep. That's what he owe me for. But anyway, 828-4452. Your mic is open. 828-4452. Your mic is open. Come on in there.
Tony.
Right. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Okay, I heard it. Okay, go ahead. I hear you. Come on.
Hey. Oh, what's up, man? Hey, Tony. It's Peter, man. Hey, sorry to, you know, to hear about your, you know, the fire in the house and everything. But if you need anything, man, just hit me up, man. I'll probably come out there and help you clean it up and stuff like that. Like, whatever I can do.
I was on mute, dog. My phone clear.
Yeah, you good.
Nah, I just want to say, you know, tell Tony too, man. I'm sorry to hear about that. And, you know, like I said, I sent my donation. I didn't call because I didn't want to be bothered. I know, you know, a lot going on. But don't like I said, don't let his pride get in the way. And if what you already got ain't, I ain't going to say it ain't good enough. If anything else come up and you need more help, definitely you can call my number, Tony. You always been cool with me. I ain't got no problem with helping you do whatever you need to do. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel the same way. You know, you can pick up the phone and just don't be ashamed to ask. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, we know you're good people. You're family to us. So pick up the phone and call us if you need anything else. For the family, for the kids, whatever it is. You know, just feel free to call and ask, bro. Let us know anyway. And we'll make it out.
Okay. All right, appreciate you, man. All right, Brother Fan, we cut you. I thought I was talking to your wife. She gave us a good prayer to me, and I cut off. I thought I was saying goodbye. I didn't know I was on mute, and I'm just talking, and she ain't heard nothing I said. But Brother Fan, come on in there, Brother Fan.
Hey, how y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Come on.
All right, hey, Tony, I was just letting you know, man. I was glad to hear everybody was okay and you was okay, brother, and you know, Dad, God was looking out for you, man. And it's going to get better. That's all I can say. And I got on late. I just heard about it because, you know, they had told me about it. And I got your number, dog, and I'm finna send something as soon as we get off this phone. And just letting you know, man, we got you in our prayers and whatever we can do. Like Mike said, hey, don't feel bad to ask it, you know. And I'm going to do what I can.
All
and glad to hear that y'all okay.
All right, okay. All right, appreciate you, fam. Put your phones on mute, guys. I'm leaving your mics open. Put your phones on mute. Truck driver, come on, truck driver.
Hey, dog, how you doing? Hey, Tony, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, Tony, me and my wife will get with you in the morning. I ain't call you because I know you were tied up. No, let me say this here. You know, just like Tony say, you never expect something happen to you like this. It happened to me, but the tragedy that it happened to me on a holiday and happened to Tony on a holiday. And I'm saying this to say this. When it happened to me, I was in the shower getting dressed. My wife had then got dressed. We were getting ready to go to our family reunion meet and greet. That's when she told me the house was on fire. This 4th of July, we're having a family reunion. And when Johnny called me last night, right after he called, talked to you, it kind of hit me home. I know what Tony going through. It happened to him on a holiday. It really hit me real hard. So, Tony, you know, my prayers goes out for you. You know, I'm getting a little emotional about it because, like I say, it happened to you on a holiday, and I know how I feel around a holiday. So, with that being said, I will get with you tomorrow. Me and my wife will get with you tomorrow. And my prayer deeply go out for you and your family, Tony.
All right. Hitler, you still out there, Tony? Tony, you still out there, Hitler?
Yeah.
Tony can't say anything. Hitler!
Yeah, I'm out here. I had my phone on mute. Okay. I tell him I appreciate it. Truck driver, I appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just stand by. You're doing good. Stay on mute, Tony. Stay on mute until we get through, until we round it out. Brother Brandon, come on in, Brother Brandon. Come on, Tony hear you. Come on in, Brother Brandon.
Okay, what's going on, Tony? I'm just calling to let you know that, you know, we still got prayers going on for you, for my family, to yours, and I saw I've been in the same situation that you have, but I'm willing to get with you if you need anything, if you want to move anything or whatever. I'm going to send you my number. I mean, I'll come find you, and I'll come help you with anything that you need me to help you with. And man, ain't no problem at all, man. Just when you see my number, just let me know, and I'll help you out.
Okay. All right, he got you, Brandon. 478-8979. 478-8979. Talk to me.
Yeah, dog, it will,
Jeff.
Hey, Tony. I'm sitting in a donation, Tony. I can't do much, but I can come down and roll around and supervise everybody. Tell them what needs to be done if you need that done. got Bob and everybody else on the phone, too.
Well, y'all got something y'all want to say to Tony, man? All right, this the last hand I got up, Tony, so y'all can talk to each other, and then, Tony, you can start talking back to him. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I get Sister Fan back on there to give me a closing prayer. I was going to tell her, I was finna go to the fry room and ask her, but Brother Fan, get your wife back on there. I wanted to do a closing prayer for us. Go ahead on wheelchair, you and Tony. Tony, that was the last hand up, so whoever you want to talk to, y'all can go ahead and talk now. Go ahead, wheelchair, whoever on your phone.
Oh, Bobby was on. I don't know where he went.
Well, like I said, dog, you know, I heard it in
Not yet. We got somebody else. Not yet. Hold on. 910-4359. Come on. Okay, hold on. Let's go.
What's up, dog? This is Big Rick, Thunder Valley.
Hey, Big Rick. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Tony, I sent you a text the other night about, I know it's with the head of the game about rebuilding, so whenever you get time, just call me. I got a Lowe's call, about 1,000 on there to help you out with your lumber or anything, and I got a crew to go down there and do it for free. Just let me know.
Yeah, I had inbox you back. Okay. Y'all seen that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I had hit you back and say, okay, I appreciate it too, man.
All right, I got you, though.
All right.
Okay. All right. Sister Fan, I see you. All I need you to do is stand by whenever they rap.
Hey, Bob.
Sister Fan. Okay, hold on, Bobby. Hold on a minute.
Right.
Sister Fan, I see you. Just get ready. Whenever we wrap up, Sister Fan, I want everybody to stay on the phone, and I want Sister Fan to give us a closing prayer whenever we wrap up. Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby, go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard about what happened, Tony. I've been on the road, but if you need anything, man, you can get my number from Dog or anything. Give me a call, man. I'm going to get with Dog and send some money over there. But if you need a place to put that little hill up, I'll come over there and pick it up. So I'm going to be out in the weather.
I appreciate it.
I gotta play with the state.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Trigger Man. What's up, buddy? Glad you and your family are right, man.
Oh yeah, man.
What about that? Yeah, we here for you, man. Just keep your head up, man. God got you, man.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. Man, who does this? Trigger Man?
It's Trigger Man. Joey?
Man, listen, man. Y'all, listen. That food takes me.
Where you with Sunshine Love? I saw you. Sunshine Love, come on back here.
The man telling me.
Go ahead, Tony.
You can't go back home.
Go ahead, Tony. Y'all with the raggedy phone.
Yeah, right, like I say though, man. Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah. But hold on a minute. We got another caller, Tony. Hold up. Sunshine Love.
Okay.
Come on, Sunshine Love.
Hey, I'm here. I just want to give my prayers out to the Wright family. Tony, the racing community do have your back. Don't be afraid to ask for any help. It takes a man to swallow that pride and you know, say that you need some help. We all need some help sometimes. We're going to pull together and get you through this, Tony.
I appreciate it, dog.
No problem. I'm going back on mute and going to bed.
Okay, Tony, you got the flow, Tony. Hold up, Mac got something. Come on, Mac.
Hey, Brother Tony. Hey, man. Sorry to hear about what happened, but praise go out to you and your family. You know you like my brother, man, so anything that, you know, we can do over here, you please don't hesitate to give us a call, man. So just hang in there and leave it all in God's hand. You know, things happen. God already got it worked out. All we got to do is stand by his word and his guidance.
I appreciate it, Matt.
All right. You got the floor again, Tony.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, man.
Hold on, somebody else has something. I'm sorry. Come on, who that
has something?
Who that
called
me? Every time I say we ain't got nobody, so
all right, go ahead, Tony. I wanna say this, man. You know, I walks around the track and I go to racing and I talk fast to a lot of people and do a lot of things when it comes to racing. And when this happened to me, man, and these people picked the phone up, and so many people called me, and so many people donated and to help and do this and do that, I said to myself, I said, good Lord, I don't know who I'm going to race 2017. I got everybody to help me. You know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't gonna be able to run nobody. All the people helped me. I mean, it's like the whole grudge world come out. Look, a big country. Look, country. I mean, man, let me tell you, I'm gonna say this here. Little Rick and his wife, they like brothers and sisters to me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to go through details, but he helped me out a lot. You know?
Ooh, man.
And that's what God loves. I'm talking about a lot. And, man, it's just to listen to all y'all pick that phone up. And I be around all y'all like a family union in racing, blood racing. You know what Gerald Coleman told me? Gerald Coleman said, Tony, I'm going to tell you something. He said, when you were fast and you were running, you had everything on lock. He said, never one time did you ever act like you was too good to talk to me or nothing. You always came to listen to me tell a joke or cut up with us the same way and all that. You've been always good to the game, and you ain't never been no different, no kind of way. And that kind of touched my heart because I always felt like I'm always a real person. No matter what goes on, I'm always going to be Tony Wright. But it really took Johnny. I told Johnny, you know how my pride is, man. I don't like to ask nobody for nothing. You know what Johnny told me? Johnny said, I don't give a damn about your pride, man. I'm going over your pride and do it. And I just have to say, man, you know what, Tony? I just got to bite that bullet, man, because be honest with you,
I wish you would sit down.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I
now.
Said, I need the help.
Mute your phone, though. Go ahead.
That's Pep. Mute your phone, Pep. So I said, I need to
I need the help. And once I did that, man, and Johnny made that phone call to you, dog, and you went to do it. Dog, I'm going to tell you something, too, man. I'm going to keep it 100, man. You so popular to this stuff, and, man, keep doing what you do because it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody listening to you in Grudge Racing. Everybody listening to you in Grudge Racing. When you touch that, dog, I looked at all them prayers and stuff kept coming up, man. I said, good Lord. I told my mama, she called me. I said, Mom, listen. I said, everybody in the boys game that step up to help me. I said, God is good, man, because I didn't know what I was going to do. I said, Don, I'm in a situation. I don't even think I'm going to race 2017. I got to get my family straight. You understand what I'm saying? That comes before racing. Then I can race and have fun and cut up. But just knowing that I got all y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. I feel like I'm powerful. To know that I got all y'all that got my back. It don't get no powerful than that. So to say this right here, whoever got a pride and truck driver, this go for you. I wouldn't have never known this happened to you until you came on here and said that. You would have got the same thing from everybody else if you would have come on here and swallowed your pride and talked to people. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I never know that happened to him. I would have donated. Yep. You see what I'm saying? Yep. I wasn't hurting at the time. And I heard it in his voice, man. He broke down. Almost had me to break down. But just, man, just knowing how much y'all got my back, man, in this growing racing world, and just knowing everybody that I done raced against or whatever they think about it, you know, Devil Horse, man, he called me. He didn't even, I mean, he didn't exchange no words with me, man. He just, like, information. I was like, man, I said, oh, boy. I'm glad I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? And keeping it real. But this, I'm going to say this right here, and I'm going to let it go. Y'all, when Jeffrey picked that phone up and called me, y'all, that straightened me up. I'm going to tell you how it straightened me up. Watch what you do to people because you never know when you might need them. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm keeping that 100. That comes from me. What
I always you told do? You that, Tony.
To a person.
I always told you that, though.
Never
Tony,
told.
I always told you that.
You're right. You are right. That opened my eyes got open so big to hear Jeff's voice on that phone asking me about my family or what they wear. I said, you know what, Tony? You got to stop some of this shit. Here you do.
Hey,
and
hey
I
Tony.
Told you, Jeff, I appreciate it.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, the truck driver, hey, over there where we go shoot pool in that little pool hall, I got some calls this evening and them guys say they will get in touch with you. When they see you back up in there, they will get in touch with you. When I touched bases, they called me. They said they will get in touch with you. They just wait till they see you back up in there where we shoot pool at.
All right, that's
all
right.
Tony, I don't want nobody to hang up because we ain't going to be on it for a few more minutes, guys. But Tony said something that I don't understand. And I'm, Sister Fan, I'm finna open your mic up. I need you to give me some guidance. Sister Fan, can you hear me? Sister Fan.
I can hear you.
Brother Tony just said that he got to stop doing some of the things he's doing and woke his eyes up. Why does it take a tragedy or something to make us open our eyes up? Why does it sometimes take a tragedy for us to open our eyes sometimes? Could you tell me that?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know Tony Wright as a one-on-one, but I can tell you this: when we're growing up, our parents and our grandparents have installed in us on what Jesus Christ and what faith will do for us. As we get older, we don't forget. We put it on the back burner. Oh, I got this going. I got this going on. I don't need God. I don't need. And it's not saying you don't need His blessings. You just don't do what you're supposed to do. When a tragedy hits, God expects for you to come to Him. There is a song that says, I've been waiting on you, my child. He's going to always wait on you, even though you may not think that what is God, your success, whatever it is you've done for you, for what He's done for you. When your blessings are hidden, hey, it might be that race you won, and it's put plenty of money in your pocket. It can even be a job that you've had that can give you whatever you need. But when you fall at your lowest, that's when your upbringing hits. God has always been there. It's sad to say, and it is sad to say, that when a tragedy hits, the first person you want to call on is God or Jesus Christ. Please come and help me. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay that you're calling on him because that's what he wants you to do. You find a lot of people say, I don't want to pray a selfish prayer. Pray it. He wants you to come to him, and he wants you to ask him for what you need. So it did take a tragedy, but did you hear what Brother Tony said? What he said was he's going to stop, and he's going to remember what has happened to him. And like I said in my first prayer, sometimes it takes a tragedy to wake you up, to know that God is God and he's not going anywhere.
Amen. All right, hold on. We got a couple more callers. Sister Fan, stand by because we're still going to need that closing prayer. We'll be out of here. 631-3031, your mic is open.
Hey, Tony, I just want to say God bless you. I met you one time at Maryland. You know something, you always did in my heart, and I looked up at you. You know, and God will bless you in your home.
Say it again.
Hello, you still there?
631. Yeah, your phone kind of going in and out. Say it again.
I'm sorry about that. Brother Williams, I've been following. This is Brother Cliff from New York. And I've been following y'all for a long time, and I wish I can be down there to help and support y'all. And I just need some more information so I can send this package off to you. Brother Tony, I love you. I respect you. God's going to be there with your family from thick and thin because you're a rightful brother and you're a child of God. And you just keep your head up, you and your family, and we love you back up here in New York.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, dog, let me say this to Tony. I'm going to mute my mic. Hey, Tony. To me, I know how you feel. It hurted me more to see my wife standing out there in the middle of the street. It's nothing you can say to your wife. It brings you so close. All you can do is just sit there and tell her it's gonna be okay. You know.
Yes.
That, I think that's the breaking down point there. I couldn't say nothing. So I know how you feel. All you can do is just hold your wife. And I know, you know, with us men, we try to be strong and hard-headed. But when it comes to these women, with what they want and what they succeed in, and for a tragedy to happen like that, bro, I know how your wife feels. I know it broke you down. I'm just going on mute, Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, truck driver. Yeah, it broke me. It broke her down and everything, but it's like this right here, too. I want everybody to know this him. Did my house burn up? And everything. That's material stuff. We can get that back.
Yes.
But if one of my child, my wife or me would have got burnt up in there, then it would have been a real, real serious problem. So what I'm saying is we ain't lost no life in this. You understand what I'm saying? You can come back up. And that's why I want to thank God for nobody got hurt. My son was smart enough. He was out there fighting the grass, fire, and everything. And he got all that out, but he didn't get the one out on the house. I told him I wish he would have got the house first and let the grass burn up. We get some more grass. You know what I'm saying? But he was trying when I got there with a little water hose and it wouldn't work. I said, son, that ain't gonna work. Yeah. Just you know. But the main thing, what I'm saying is, I seen a lot of people in a house fire leave a little heater on and they get burned up. People die in fire. You understand what I'm saying? One thing I can say, I still got my family, and that's the main,
that's
most important thing. I don't care if everything I got to the race cars, to this and that, would have left there. As long as I can look at all of them, I feel like I still was blessed.
Yeah. Well, Tony, you've been blessed in so many ways.
Go ahead, bro.
I have been blessed in so many ways. You're right. And I'm going to tell you something. But I never knew I had that many friends that would stand up and stand on all 10 toes for me. Until Dog post that thing up, him and Johnny did that, and Dog post that up, I seen everybody start standing on their 10 toes for me. And y'all, I'm going to say this one more time. Leave it alone. I know Dog say I ain't got to keep saying this, but I got to keep saying it. Man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I appreciate everything y'all did for me. I don't care from the dollar to the $100 to the thousands of dollars. If you donated a dollar, I appreciate it just as well. Somebody donated $10,000. If you donated a prayer, I appreciate it just as much as anybody donated money. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're doing something for me and you're showing me you care. I promise y'all, listen to me, to all y'all that did stuff for me and stand up and talk to me, I love all y'all. I keep it 100. All
right, so.
I love all y'all.
Okay, bro.
That comes from the right family, and we appreciate it.
All right. Oh, appreciate it. Hold up, Tony. Hold up. Dolomite. Dolomite was next. Dolomite, come on in, Dolomite.
What's up? What's up, dog? What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's
hey,
up, Potato?
Hey, brother. One thing that all of this, everything happened for a reason, and one thing I can say is that from this day forward, Tony, you got a testimony. So stand up, brother, whenever it's needed and whenever you can. Tell your testimony because, you know, family is sometimes you can't see family until tragedy hit. And then you find out that family is just not blood. It goes beyond that. So, brother, I'm glad you and the family is okay, and that's the main thing. But most importantly, I think you got one hell of a testimony, and I think a lot of people might need to hear it down the road sometime, brother. God bless you, and I'm glad
you're
all right. That's all.
We'll
see it, Dolomite. We'll see it. Tony Wright, are you standing up or sitting down?
I'm sitting down right now, but you need me to stand up, I will.
No. You might want to get a pillow. I know you're sitting down, but you might want to get a pillow. You might want to get a pillow with this next call I got here. 973-0744. Come on in there.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, dude. I know that boy there. What's going on, AC?
I've been trying to get you all day, Tony. Matter of fact, one of my guys keep cutting, shutting off and junk, you know. But I talked to Johnny last night. He was telling me what was going on, you know. And well, whatever I can do to help, I'm going to help out. Just I need an address to do what I got to do, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I get in touch with you.
Just give me a call, you know.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, just leave it in the hand of the Lord. You be good. Trust me. You know.
That's all I can do, man. I promise that's all I can do.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you, HD.
Hey, dog. I'm gonna ask one more thing for y'all, man. Just one more thing. I'm gonna ask for everybody, man. And I got to say this in because this happened at the same time my house burned down. Right now, I'm sitting out in the parking lot at the hospital, man. It ain't looking good for my grandma. I just want everybody to put out a prayer again for her, for me. And I'm finna walk in this hospital after I get off the phone with y'all. Because it ain't looking good for her, but I'm sitting at the hospital. I'm sitting outside right now talking to y'all. I'm about to go in. But when all y'all get a chance, man, just put that prayer. Put her in your prayers for me.
Okay. Well, all right, Tony, we ain't going to hold you for about 3 or 4 more minutes, but I got a text. I just got a text here. I got to read it verbatim. You know how I do on my show. I got to read a text verbatim. It says, Tony Wright, you didn't have to burn your house down just to try to get a motor to put in and put in Hitler.
Hey. Hey, dog. I knew somebody going to come up with that crazy shit. Hey, look at him.
No.
It's going to be 28 degrees.
Tony, they say it's best to put a little humor in it. Put a little humor in it, though. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. To brighten it up. I knew that was coming soon later because I'm going to tell you no lie, man. Jared Coleman called me, man. I talked to him for about 40 minutes, man. I ain't tell y'all no lie. I kind of needed that, man. It kind of took my mind off walking through that house, burn up and stuff. And he had me laughing so much, man. But, you know, it's all good, man. And I promise you, damn a motor right now. Right now, it's going to be 28 degrees, man. I'm staying in a motel. That ain't going to work. Don't get me a place. Get my shit straight. Shit. I ain't thinking about no
damn
motor. No, that ain't going to work, man. I got my family staying in a motel. I ain't doing that. Right now, my mind, I'm going to raise to the day I die. But right now, be honest with you, I just got my mind so I don't get my house straight.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, guys, with that being said, like Tony said, he got pressing business. We appreciate everybody coming on, but I want y'all to hold on, and I want Miss Fan to give us a closing prayer. And also, I told you Miss B already did it. We got another from Amari Johnson. We appreciate the donation. I just got a PayPal from Amari Johnson and Ms. B again. But we're gonna we want Ms. Fanny to give a closing prayer. Then we're gonna let Tony go ahead and close it out. And we appreciate everybody for coming on. And we want everybody to stay on, at least give them another 2 or 3 minutes for us to do this, man. I appreciate everybody to come on. And I'm gonna say it again, like I do on the prayer show. Now, a lot of people, like Tony said, responded on Facebook. A lot of people did. Now, this show is not even full. It's almost full, but it ain't full. But I appreciate it because it was a last-minute thing, and maybe some people didn't want to come on. But now, all I'm trying to say is, remember when you are the one that is in need of help. Remember when you are the one that's in the need of help. With that being said, Ms. Fan, go ahead and give us a close-out prayer, and we're still going to let Tony Wright have the last word before we close the show down. Come on, Ms. Fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Brother Tony, I just want to say directly to you, look at God. Look what God would do. Look what God will show you and follow him, Father. Father, I come to you again. I'm so overjoyed, Father. Decrease me and increase you, Father. Lord, you said, if you ask, it shall be given. Lord, look at this family. They have come together and brought so much joy back into this man's heart. Father, I see it now in the vision. His home will be replaced. His family will have a new door to walk through. And it's all because of your grace and mercy. Father, I just want to take my time and ask you to also give Brother Tony the strength that whatever the solution is for his grandmother's health, let him be able to accept it and to understand it. There's a lot of us today, Father, in the same situation. But again, this is about you and what you're going to do for this family. It's about you and what you have done already through this radio family, Father. You know, when I stop and I listen to all these voices and these strong men coming through, forget about the pride. Forget about you holding your head up. When a family can come together, when you're down on your knees and they can reach up and pick you up and you don't have to take a step. Father, you are awesome. You are the one that's making this happen. And again, Father, I want to ask you to continue to give everyone the strength to give from their heart, not because they want to, it's because you said so. Everyone has you in their heart and in their soul. And, Father, please let Tony, let him know it's going to be all right. It's already done. It's done. All he has to do is sit back and let you do the work. And, again, Father, for that grandmother that's in the hospital, if she's fighting for her life, if she's fighting to come to heaven with you, whatever you say, Father, let it be done. And, again, my brother dog, you continue to let this listening world know that whatever it is, it is. And we continue to agree to disagree. But whether you want to agree or not, we are family, and we will continue to be family. Brother Tony, God loves you. You love God, and you continue to be strong, Father. Father, again, thank you for giving me the strength to reach out to the listening family, and I thank you for my strength and for my family's strength. I thank you for everything you've done. I thank you for everything that you're going to do, Father. And again, in this new year, in 2017, it's all going to be peaceful. In your loving Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Sister Fan, thank you very much, Sister Fan. It's more Tony speak, y'all. And thank you, man. And I've been getting texts all over the place, man. Tony, everybody said, man, they appreciate you. And they said you gave them strength, Tony, because they said a joker, like you said, you thought you was bulletproof. They said when they see a man like you that they know is a real man that can humble himself and come down like himself, it's hope for them. So, Tony, they said you doing a lot for them, even though you in your moment of tragedy, they said you are lifting them up just by showing the strength of a real man. See, that some people say when a person cry, that the man don't cry, ain't nothing wrong with a man crying. That don't mean he's not a man because he cried. But also, we want to send out, while we was on the phone, I checked my PayPal. I got PayPal from Amari Johnson, Patrick Rowe, and Makisha Yarbrough. I got y'all donations. I appreciate it. Tony, Mike said if you need, if you say you was out in the cold, he said if you need any coats, anything for you or the family, let him know. I'm talking about Hitman Mike Hill. He said let him know, and he'll get them to you if he do. With that being said, Tony, you got the floor. I ask everybody to keep your phones on mute, though, and let Tony go ahead and close the show out. Come on, Tony.
All right. What I want to say, first of all, I want to say, Mike, I appreciate
you. Hold on. I got one more guy, and I'm glad he came in there because I was really getting mad if he didn't show up. I got one more guy. Hold up. 901-2877. Come on in there, Whit.
Hey, what's up, dog? I'm sorry I was late. I was working late today. Messing with one of them old trucks. But, Tony, man, I just want to let you know, man, we heard about your tragedy, and we understand your situation. God going to pull you through because we've been having some situations with the 901 camp ourselves, and we pulling through, and we sticking together because we family. And I'm going to get with the team, and we're going to get you something over there after New Year. Because I don't know, if I can get in the dog camp tomorrow, I'll let you know, dog, but I'm going to get with the team, and we're going to come up with something and get something over there to y'all. You need help right now, and we're going to try to do whatever we can to do to help.
I appreciate it, Rick.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
All right,
Tony.
Something small. Close it out, Tony.
All right, first of all, I want to say this. I'm going to say it one more time, dog. You shut up and let me talk. Dog. I'm going to give you 100% credit, man. When you open this show up for yourself, it was a lot of people had shows going on. Wild Man had a show. Pro Star Joe had a show. And they were doing good with their show. You come on with your show, and you took your show to a whole nother level. What I'm saying is, with you, I couldn't have did it without you and Johnny. With you, it's like everybody listen to dog. You know, they call you the Godfather. Everybody listen to you. When you spoke out for me and typed that paragraph up about in need, I said, man, I got to give it to him, man. He going at it hard for me. You call me. People start calling me. I said, man, look how fast dog work. You know what I'm saying? And the good Lord work. He put y'all out to help me. I know that. I appreciate it. I would do the same thing. Like Miss B text me, you know, if I was in the same situation, I feel like you would help me. And I told her, you 100% right. I would help anybody. You understand what I'm saying? It's just right now, I need the help. And it took a lot for me to swallow my pride. But I'm telling y'all right now, I done had money high as the sky, and I done had money low as the ground. And when you get low as the ground and you lose everything you got, boy, it's rough. But I said this to my mom. I said, I'm so far down, I ain't got no other way to go but up. You understand what I'm saying? And when all y'all start stepping in to help me, I said, here come the up. And I promise y'all, I love what y'all do for me. I'm going to try to stay good to the game. I appreciate everybody that stepped up for me. It means a lot to me. It showed me that I got a lot of people out there that love me. And I want to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. I love y'all, too. I appreciate it.
I can talk now? But anyway, that's all. I've muted everybody, Mike, Tony. We appreciate it. And I'm steady getting donations in. Jughead, Timothy Williams, and Gina Epps, I got it. I got the donations. I'm steady getting donations in. So, Tony, I'm going to try to do whatever I can. And like I said, I'm going to try to get that. I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to get that money to you. Some kind of way, I'm going to call you. We can meet somewhere. I'm going to get that money to you. Got a nice little package here for you. So I'm going to try to get it to you tomorrow, brother. We love you too, Tony. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
And all
thank
y'all,
everybody
all
for
y'all
coming
have
on.
All y'all have a good New Year's.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. And like I said, if you need to send in donations, you can call me or you can PayPal me. My phone number is 706-284-9513. My PayPal is wawatson@comcast.net. That's wawatson@comcast.net. Or you can call me, and I'll give you your information again. 706-284-9513. Try to do it as quick as you can because I do want to get that money to him tomorrow. I do want to get it to him tomorrow. Thank y'all. God bless everybody. And Sister Fan, thank you very, very much for taking out of your time to do what you do. Tony, you might want to thank Sister Fan. You forgot about thanking Sister Fan.
I got
she can hear you.
I thank you so much for the prayers for my family and the prayers for my mother, but for my grandma. And another thing, too, when you were saying your prayer and you was telling me, you was telling all us to put it in the Lord's hand and all that, I swear to you, it ain't no lie. My grandma, she's into the Lord. That's all she would say. And now, everybody's feeling bad in him, but you know what I told my mama? I said, one thing about my grandma, put it in the hands of the Lord, so you ain't got to worry about it. So that's what I do know. So I'm going to him feeling good about the whole situation. And I really thank you for your prayers and everything that you said for me tonight.
Okay. Tony, with that being said, y'all, we finna get out of here, but I'm going to play this one song. Y'all, 2 minutes, that's all. 2 minutes.
Grandma's hand clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Local unwed mother, grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hand. Candy, grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll